Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Psalms chapter 49. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Listen to this, all you people. Pay attention, everyone in the world. High and low, rich and poor, listen. For my words are wise, and my thoughts are filled with insight. I listen carefully to many proverbs and solve riddles with inspiration from a harp. Why should I fear when trouble comes, when enemies surround me? They trust in their wealth and boast of great riches. Yet they cannot redeem themselves from death by paying a ransom to God. Redemption does not come so easily, for no one can ever pay enough to live forever and never see the grave. Those who are wise must finally die, just like the foolish and senseless, leaving all their wealth behind. The grave is their eternal home, where they will stay forever. They may name their estates after themselves, but their fame will not last. They will die, just like animals. This is the fate of fools, though they are remembered as being wise. Interlude like sheep, they are led to the grave, where death will be their shepherd. In the morning the godly will rule over them. Their bodies will rot in the grave, far from their grand estates. But as for me, God will redeem my life. He will snatch me from the power of the grave. Interlude, so don't be dismayed when the wicked grow rich and their homes become ever more splendid. For when they die, they take nothing with them. Their wealth will not follow them into the grave. In this life they consider themselves fortunate and are applauded for their success. But they will die like all before them and never again see the light of day. People who boast of their wealth don't understand. They will die, just like animals. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 49 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. In the Old Testament, there are only a few times that eternal life is hinted at and taught. Psalm chapter 49 is one of those times. It says, quote, God will redeem my life. He will snatch me from the power of the grave, end quote. God made us to live forever with Him and for Him. Do you ever doubt eternity with God? Jesus rose so that we would have proof of the resurrection. John chapter 3 verse 16 says that we can have eternal life from Jesus. It doesn't say we'll have eternal life but have eternal life in the present. When we invite Jesus into our hearts as King, eternal life begins. What the psalmist yearned for, we get to experience, in part, now. How can this help you with any doubts about eternity? This psalm is a great reminder of the temporary nature of wealth and fame. We can't take them with us. Many of us find security in our money or reputation. These motivations guide so many of our choices. What does this really accomplish? Only the work of eternity will last forever. This psalm is a call to change our thinking and to give our lives for what really matters. Make a list of, quote, eternal impact, end quote, things you can give your time, energy, and finances to in the coming months, and make a commitment to follow through on living it out. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How does the mindset of eternity change how you will walk out your faith this week? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.